Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selina Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Okay, so we're on number 4 out of our top 10 favourite things that we've learned so far about how to get ready for love and really maximising our chances of finding it. So point number 4 is the importance of clearing and cleaning the space to invite love into it. And we're actually going to divide this into 2 podcasts because it's such a huge topic. There's so much to say on it. And this week, we're really going to focus on the importance of clearing that space and letting go, and particularly letting go of past relationships, maybe ex-boyfriends that are still kind of playing a role in our lives, or even if you're in a relationship and you know really that it's time to get out of it, the importance of leaving that relationship and not waiting for something better to come along before you make that leap, which it might sound a little bit like, well, of course I'd never do that. But most of us at some point have played that game of waiting for the next branch to swing to before we leave the last one. So we've got loads to talk on with this one. So Vicky, do you want to get started talking about the importance of actually really letting go of ex-boyfriends in whatever way they might still be dominating our lives?
Yeah, so I think when we're faced with an ex-boyfriend letting go kind of situation, where it's a real challenging one because we've spent a lot of time with that person, we've shared friends with that person, belongings, maybe even a home, and we've actually identified ourselves through living a life with that person, sharing our life with them. And so when we're faced with a situation where we know this relationship, we need to let it go because it's not been making us feel good, it's not been healthy for us to stay in it, it can be incredibly difficult to let it go and move on. And even though consciously we want to, subconsciously we have a lot of resistance to that no longer being in our lives. And I think the biggest reason for that is familiarity. And when we're familiar in a situation or with a person, it makes us feel secure and safe. And if you think of all the situations where we feel like that, of course you want more of that. And it feels great to feel that familiarity. And that feeling is very powerful. And of course, letting go of that feeling can be very difficult because we tend to value familiarity sometimes over anything else.
Massively, because also it's scary. Because even though you might be in a relationship that really you're not happy in, or there might be an ex-boyfriend that keeps coming back into your life, and you know that's not right, and you know you need to just draw a line and step away from it, but again, it's familiar and it's comfortable. Even though it's not necessarily something you're enjoying, you know it's not good for you, you're still in your comfort zone with it. And the alternative is to let go of that and then step out into the unknown and out of your comfort zone. And that can feel so scary, and then immediately you're thinking of how lonely that might be. What if I don't meet someone? Maybe this is the best I'm gonna get. And also, you know, particularly if you're an age where you think, well, I was expecting to be married by now and I wanna have kids. And you think, well, maybe I should just keep hold of this. Maybe this is my only chance of being able to have kids. I hear a lot of people saying that. It's just like, are you kidding me? You're gonna settle with someone you're not happy with because you're afraid that otherwise you won't have a chance to have kids. Like, I would never want to bring children into a world where the parents aren't actually happy together and are just together because they want to have kids. I just think it's crazy, and yet I do also completely understand it. And I think the other thing that's hard to let go of is that if you've created a vision of your future together with that person, you've almost lived that future already, and letting go of that is also really scary, because before you had a story you were stepping into, you knew what was going to happen in your future, and now you have a total unknown. And I love the old maps they used to make of land and sea, and in the areas that were yet uncharted they used to say, here there be dragons, because they assumed that in the areas of the unknown was danger and monsters. And as humans we still have that assumption that in the unknown there's something scary and dangerous, which is why it's always so hard. But any time you want to make a change in life, you always have to start off with letting go.
Yeah, and there's a famous quote which goes, let go or be dragged. And you can, I mean, when we are faced with this kind of situation, we can feel very heavy with the weight of this kind of situation in our lives where we have to make a big transition. This is a big life change, to let go of something that maybe has been in our lives for years. And as soon as we do that, and as soon as we make that decision, it doesn't, obviously change doesn't happen overnight, but as soon as we decide, okay, how could I let go? And I start to think more practically about how that could happen. And you can feel the weight just lift, you feel lighter about the situation. And gradually you will move on, and you will get to a place where you feel like, okay, I've got closure from that situation. I feel like I've got some clarity there. I feel like I can move on now. And it will happen. It just takes a bit of time.
And I think it's really important to kind of recognize that you will have to sit in the discomfort of it for a while. And if you try and run away from that, then you'll remain stuck. And you know, you've got a great story, haven't you, about an armchair. A good metaphor in terms of the importance of clearing a space and letting go of things and sitting in that discomfort of that space and that emptiness in order to create the space for something new to come into it.
Yeah, and this is featured on Danielle Lepore's website. It was a blog post, and it's called How to Make Space for Quality to Show Up in Your Life. And she uses this really great analogy of an ugly chair. So you've got this living room with an ugly chair, and you get an interior designer to come in, and she's asking about the chair, and you're saying, yeah, I know it's gross, but I just haven't had the money to get a new one. And the designer just says, well, why don't you just get rid of it? And she's worried that this person is worried that you wouldn't have anything to sit on. And the designer says to her, yeah, but you can sit on the floor, you can pile up the couch, you can figure it out. You could, you know, just do something else. The sooner you get rid of it, the sooner the right chair will show up. But there's resistance because of this big hole that's created in the room if this chair is no longer there. And this big hole is uncomfortable to see, because you'd rather the ugly chair than a big hole, because sometimes a space can make us feel quite uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And the designer's saying, yeah, but there's space. And actually, every time you walk by that space, you'll be thinking how great a new chair is going to feel. And then you say, but shouldn't I order the ideal chair first before I get rid of the old one? So then I won't get rid of this ugly thing until I've got something better to replace it. So then I don't have to sit with this uncomfortable big hole in the room. And then she says, yeah, but just let the space be there, because it will change the way you look at the whole room. And besides, maybe a chair isn't best, and you won't know until you actually let go of that chair. And you could decide, when the chair goes, maybe I don't want a new armchair to replace the old ugly one. I want a deck chair, or I want
a hammock.
And a chair isn't the only way to sit down in this room. And it's a really good analogy, because it shows how we are quite attached to things. Even though they're ugly, we're attached to them because we're so used to this big chair sitting in our room.
Because at least it's something.
Yeah.
At least it's not the alternative, which is a big empty space.
Yeah.
And people, I think, are really afraid of that, because immediately you think of, you know, then you're sitting with the lacking, you're sitting with the loneliness, you're sitting with the emptiness of it. And you have to be able to just be with those feelings. Otherwise, you're just going to keep going with what's familiar but doesn't work for you. And I think also, you know, with the armchair analogy, if you stick with that kind of ugly, outdated armchair, then what you're going to do is probably just get a slightly improved version of that. If you get rid of the chair altogether, and you're creating a fresh canvas, and you can really start to think, hold on, let's just take a step back. What do I really want in that space? Like you say, do I want an armchair at all? Maybe I want a whole different kind of thing to sit on. You know, what do I want the experience to be? And it absolutely is the same way with sort of ex-boyfriends, you know, ex-relationships, and the importance of getting them out of your space. You know, you've got space for only one person to fill that sort of romantic relationship. And if you've got an ex who's either occupying that space even just in your mind, or potentially they keep coming back into your life, you're really not opening up the space for anyone else to be able to enter in.
Yeah.
Because actually they're filling that space.
Yeah. And sometimes with an ex, you have to disconnect from them emotionally, physically, but also financially sometimes, especially if you've shared a home or, you know, shared belongings. And if you are still letting them into your life after you've broken up, in really small ways, so if it is a financial role they're still playing in your life, or it is a handyman role they're still playing in your life, if they are still coming in and being involved in you, but you don't want anything to do with them emotionally, then it's going to be confusing for both of you if they are still allowed in that way, but you're not allowed in as my boyfriend or husband. So it's just being clear, setting your boundaries, being clear and sticking to it.
And I actually really believe in completely, it's going to sound extreme to some people, and I actually really believe in the importance of, certainly for a period of time with an ex, is completely cutting ties.
Yeah.
Like, I don't actually believe in the whole trying to be friends after you've broken up, particularly if you've been going out for years and it's been quite a serious relationship. It can be tempting to try and do that as a way to kind of not fully let go, but actually, usually what you need to do is to completely let go, at least for a while, not have them popping up on Facebook,
yeah.
not have them popping up on any kind of social media, not have contact with them. Yeah. If you've got shared friends, I understand it's difficult. You know, parties are happening where both of you might be there, but, you know, have a think. Maybe it's worth missing a few parties so that you yeah. don't have them popping up and then sort of knocking you off track again and, yeah. and having them reoccupy that space that they, you know, used to hold before. So ultimately, it's about taking a leap of faith and knowing that you are about to step into something that feels scary, but you do have to do that mm. and that it will be okay and mm. that actually it is for the best. There's a great story, and I tell this time and time again when I'm helping people through career changes, and it's really applicable to any change. Imagine that you've been on a pontoon in the middle of the sea and you know it and it's safe and you've got water there to drink and it's all right, but it's just not doing it for you, this pontoon. There's not enough of what you need on there to really be happy and fulfilled. And so finally you pluck up the courage and you decide to, because someone's told you that over the horizon, you can't quite see it, there's another pontoon which is perfect for you. And they're just saying, you know, seriously, let go of this pontoon and you can, you know, go and find another pontoon. So finally you pluck up the courage, you dive off and you swim and swim and swim and swim and swim. And you're swimming, 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 swimming. And after a while, you're like, what the fuck is this on the pontoon? They said there was going to be a pontoon. You're like, you know what? Forget it.
Now I'm tired.
I'm losing my faith. There's ever going to be another pontoon. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to go back to that other pontoon. You know, it wasn't great, but at least it's something. At the moment, I've got fuck all. So you turn around to swim back to the other pontoon, and the other pontoon is gone. And now you're like, oh, my God. This is, like, the worst scenario. And this is what we call, like, being in limbo, being in the doldrums, where you let go of the past and yet time is passing. Yeah. And you're like, where's the other pontoon supposed to be? And you want to give up. But actually now you do have to keep going because there's no other option. Mm. And that can feel really, really hard and really, really tough. And you will go through a phase like that. But it's also to know that again is, you know, it's a transient phase yeah. and you'll get through it. And eventually, of course, that other, you know, you find that other pontoon and you climb up and there it is and it's got all the, you know, cocktails or whatever it is you mm-hmm. want on there. And it's kind of that, it's important to understand a journey of change. And it really is like that when you're looking for love. You do have to let go of past relationships and, you know, past visions of what you thought your future was going to hold. And you do have to step into a period of time where of not knowing.
Mm.
And it can feel scary, but to understand that is part of the journey and that eventually you will get to that other pontoon.
Yeah.
And you will find a relationship which is so much better than one you left behind. And you'll be so grateful to yourself for having had the courage
yeah.
to really let go of that ex or, you know, that relationship you're in that's not making you happy. And, you know, having the faith to do that, because it will work out. It will turn out. If you keep at it and you keep creating that space and you don't shut yourself off, of course you'll get there. I really believe that. And I went through a long time where I wasn't sure. I thought maybe it's just not going to happen for me. Because, you know, after years pass by, you think, oh, my God, was I a total fool to have leapt off that pontoon? And it just means when, you know, the other pontoon with the cocktails and stuff turns up, you feel like, wow, that was worth waiting for. So there you go.
Yeah. In the book I've just finished, Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, she references this and she uses mind the gap, the phrase mind the gap to describe that, where it's the gap between where you've come from and where you're going. That gap is uncomfortable and it's scary, but once you get over it and you get to that other place, it's so much better. You look back and you see how far you've come and you think, right, how courageous was I to make that leap of faith and get to that place? But it doesn't come without, you know, the courage and the hard work and the discomfort and all the gross stuff.
Yeah.
It's so worth it, though.
Yeah, exactly. So that is this week's podcast on clearing the space. We'll be back with another podcast on our second part of this, which is more about the importance of creating the space in your life to invite love in.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast show. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you're feeling stuck in your love life and finding dating to be frustrating and exhausting, then come and join Get Ready for Love, our 30-day online course to transform your love life. As well as having us, Selena and Vicky, as your co-pilots throughout your journey, bringing you a lesson every day and videos and audio tutorials bursting with energy and love, you'll also be welcomed into our private Facebook group, The Love Zone, where you can hang out with like-minded women and ask for help and guidance whenever you need it. It really is gorgeous in there. Head over to loveprojectlove.com/get-ready-for-love to sign up. And if you'd like to find out more about love coaching with me, Vicky, then head to Coaching and Courses over on loveprojectlove.com.